Welcome to this week's HMD radio show. Kicking us off tonight, Black Pyramid.
Yeah.
Endless Years by High on Fire, taking off their new album Lumini Feras. And it's only out a few days, and it's so far I'm fucking loving it. It's a belter. So much so I'm gonna play another song off it. This is The Falconist.
Yeah.
Obituary and Violence. It's off their album from last year, Inked in Blood. And before that, you had stuff off the new High and Fire album. That was The Falconist. Yeah, I was reading an interview with Matt Pike there recently from Rolling Stone, where he comes out as being a total fucking conspiracy loon. Fair play. So next up is Tau Cross, which is a super group of sorts. It's Rob the Baron Miller from Amoebix, his vocalist bassist, away from Voivod on drums, and then there's a lad from Misery on guitar, John Misery, and Warplay guitarist Andy Lefton. So yeah, I am got this there recently, and a few people I know online have been raving about it. So for the night that's in it, well, the night that was in it a few nights ago, Solstice and all, here is Midsummer.
Night falls, these walls are leaking memories again. Open the vein, the blood of ages flooding. We'll be right back.
there you have it, Tau Cross, Midsummer. I'm going to play, next song is going to play, is a bit long, so I just thought I'd do a link between it, and then I'll be back with a review of some, well, hopefully some lovely beer. This band I came across the other day, with their this album, The Harrowing of the North, it's from 2011. I just listened to it loads over the last week or so. I'm fucking loving it. I'm going to play the first song. There's only two songs on it. This is The Harrowing of the North. It's a 20-minuter. So sit back and enjoy a bit of everything, really. It's a kind of got something for everyone, even you, Steve. So, yeah, this is The Harrowing of the North.
Thank you.
So that was Wit off their album of the same name, The Harrowing of the North from 2011. I only came across the other day, and yeah, I'm loving it. So it was Father's Day the other day here, and I got some lovely beers as a present, which is probably the best Father's Day present I've ever been given. And they're so nice, I'm only drinking them one at a time. I got three out of the bottles of Odell's Imperial style drinks, and the one I'm drinking tonight is the Tree Shaker, which is an Imperial Peach IPA. So where they're from in Colorado, they grow peaches as well, so they've decided to make an Imperial IPA, which when you pour it out you think, what the fuck's going on, there's loads of bits floating in my drink, is that the yeast? But it's bits of peach, and now it's starting to settle down near the bottom of the glass, and yeah, it's very nice, and it's a very subtle peachy taste. It's an 8%er, so it's quite potent, got a bit of a kick. Yeah, as most Odell's drinks do. So I would say this is one of the nicest Imperial IPAs I've ever drank. I'd recommend you go out and try it. It doesn't have, as I usually describe Imperial IPAs, that gluey taste that they have. It's damn tasty. Right, so this is Thursday night, the 25th. It's also my wedding anniversary, so I'm gonna play a few songs in memory of that. And what was it, 11 years ago? So the next 12 minutes or so, you'll get a few unusual out of character songs that are dedicated to my wife and a few other people. So I'm going to kick it off with a bit of T. Rauschmere. We'll be right back.
tattoos. I'm a rocker, I'm a roller. I'm a rocker, I'm a roller. I'm a rocker, I'm a roller. I'm a rock and roller man. I'm a rocker, I'm a roller. I'm a rocker, I'm a roller. I'm a rocker, I'm a roller.
Not like you had Eagles of Death Metal, Once So Hard, AC/DC Rocker, and T. Rammstein, Robin Con Disco. So yeah, that's wedding anniversary songs, and this one's going out to a few more people who stood in the field with us in fucking Somerset 11 years ago. So Steve and all the rest, see you after. This is Hurry On Sundown.